North Dakota State Seed Commissioner Ken Birch says in terms of estimated field losses, 17% to 18% of North Dakota's seed potatoes were left in the ground last year.
I know in some areas of the state, in commercial production, those numbers are a lot higher. But in terms of seed acres, that's really where we sort of ended up. It varies by class, but overall, we've got about a 17-18% loss.
Variety shortages are expected.
That's where we may run into the biggest problem, because if a guy is looking for a particular variety, let's say he's looking for a Sangre red potato, that one may well be sold out or just non-existent, and you may be looking for something else. So it is a variety-specific industry to a great extent.
There's also a certified seed requirement in North Dakota. Farmers can replant their own potatoes for 1 year after the purchase of certified seed. If farmers go that route, Birch cautions those potatoes to not leave the farm. University of Minnesota and NDSU Extension potato agronomist Andy Robinson says tubers may not have gone into storage healthy. Higher disease is expected this year.
It can cause more physiological aging, and especially if we have a later spring, that seed can be aged even more, and so that results in more stems, more tubers, and then you have to manage for that.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.